Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. Hey, Gatch.
Aww.
We're on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
You want to listen on Stitcher?
Stitcher.
Cause I'll still remember.
And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
I'd like to give a shout out to Yakety Sax.
That's the name of the song is Yakety Sax.
That's even better, isn't it? Oh, Yakety Sax, don't talk back. That might be Boots Randolph, for all I know. Do you know who that is?
Boots Randolph? He was a reindeer.
That was Rudolph. That's Boodolph.
Boots Rudolph?
That was Boots Randolph's illegitimate dear brother.
Dear brother.
See, that music right there will bring out the funny. It'll bring out the funny in anybody.
We should just play that at the beginning of every podcast.
Yeah, we get the funny going. I can't even remember Jared's number because I'm laughing so hard right now.
If you don't want to call Jared Johnson, you could always call Jairus Johnson.
Hey, I just got a message from Pat Wambacher. At first I thought it said fuck yeah, but it's fuck yeah. Oh. But he doesn't spell yeah right. Uh-huh. Late last night. Fuck yeah, man, bro. He asked me, dude, random trivia, who sang that song, Cats Are Neat, Meow, 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 Meow? You don't know it? It's a punk band. Mm-mm. It's the AMQA, which stands for the Apple Maggot Quarantine Area.
Nice.
You know where that is up by Washington?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a band called that.
Nice.
And I said, Apple Maggot Quarantine Area, a.k.a. AMQA, Blast from the Past, bro. 12 hours later, fuck ya, bro, loving them neat cats. Thanks, Wambacher. Cats are neat. Meow, 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 meow. So go check out the Apple Maggot Quarantine Area. They're
Apple
cool.
Maggot Quarantine Area.
Punk band from the 80s. And I doubt if they got any farther than that. You've heard the term dubsack?
Dubsack. Very recently only.
Really?
Yeah.
See, now I've heard it a lot.
I had no idea what was going on.
And so I'm wondering,
was this a conversation I had with you, though? I don't think so.
I've never brought it up before.
Okay.
I know a couple people, including one of them is my wife, who thinks that the term dubsack is just ridiculous because she goes, what's a dubsack? And I said, it's a 20. And I go, is that dub? Two is double, two, 20. And so I asked a kid who uses the term regularly, and he said it's a 10 sack, but doubled. It's a dub.
Yeah, that's what I heard. It actually was just a dub.
Yeah.
It's like, not hey a dub man, sack. You got a dub.
I got a nub.
And then, but I mean, well that's a single then, like, you got a sing?
Got a a dime bag. It's a dime bag and then a dub. You got a dime and a dub.
Wow.
Double dime down.
So somebody needs to be Dub Bag Daryl.
He's worth twice as much. I'm a dub sack.
Some
Daryl.
People might be offended by what I just said.
So what's a 40 sack then? That like a quad?
Dub dub.
Dub dub.
Dub dub.
Could I get a V dub? Shit, I could have had a V dub. Dub 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 dubstep.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. You know what? You know what you get when you get two bags.
Dub.
when you get shit, I don't have anything but rub a dub dub.
Three men in a rub dub sack. Three men in a tub
two
sack.
Or three.
I don't know.
You ever say something and not know how many times a word is said, like rub a dub dub? Does he say dub twice or three times?
Rub a dub dub, three men's in a tub tub tub.
You know who those three men were?
The butcher, the
Elton
baker.
Elton John, Rod Stewart, and Mick Jagger.
I eat while I'm shitting a lot.
Do you like scissors?
I like scissoring.
Do you like scissors? Yeah. All right.
You know,
Dave, you like scissors?
Not particularly, but I don't dislike them particularly
all right,
either.
All right.
I like scissors right around this time of year because it's harvest time.
Yeah.
You're talking about the new wave band in, like, was it 84?
No, I'm talking about scissors, like cutting scissors.
Oh, I like them fine.
All right. Have you ever ran with scissors?
When I was a kid once.
All right.
Yep. Fire! Just kidding. Man. Scared Dustin.
That sounded like mine.
He thought the studio was on fire.
So when you did run with scissors.
Yes, but I had the point. I thought I was being responsible because I had the point pointed at the floor. And I started running, and I don't remember what class it was. It was in school way, way, way back when. And boy, David, Wombach.
Oh, you got
me.
It, huh?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Teacher right. Stopped me.
It said, don't run with scissors? Yeah. Wow. What a legitimate time to tell you that.
I know.
Oh, you know what? No, it was when I was in Cub Scouts, because we did the...
Cum Scouts?
Cub Scouts.
Oh, sorry.
Did I say Cum Scouts?
It sounded like you said Cum...
Wow.
That's just what they call it in the back room.
Yeah, that's Jerry Zandusky's organization there.
The Cum Scouts.
Have you ever used...
No, but it triggered a class on how to hand people scissors.
Oh,
you turn it around and hand it to them.
Even
first.
With knives,
yeah.
You know.
So she turned it into a teaching opportunity.
I took a class.
This is McCready.
I took a class on how to hand somebody's ass to them.
I still got nice. You just hand their ass to them.
Yeah, here. Take this.
Have you ever used scissors with the wrong hand?
Yes.
Because I'm left-handed, I often
you can buy left-handed scissors.
Yeah, you can. But if I don't, man, they're on PayPal. I'm going to buy you guys both left-handed scissors just so you know my awkwardness. And
I need a pair.
I won't have a pair.
I need to be a two-fisted scissor guy because it's harvest time.
Hey, Terry.
Yep.
What is brown and rhymes with Snoop?
Shit.
Dr. Dre.
Ooh. What is brown and rhymes with Eminem?
Skittles.
Dr. Dre. That's actually a pretty good joke. Did you write that or did you read it?
No, I read it.
Okay.
Where did you rent it from?
A couple jokes I read.
Are you going to give credit? Who did you read it from?
On the internet.
Hey-o.
I give full credit to the internet.
So you're giving credit to Al Gore?
I'd tell you another joke.
You just gave credit to Al Gore.
It'll be the nastiest joke you ever heard.
We like the nastiest joke we've ever heard.
No, you don't.
No, seriously, this is the TagCast podcast. Apparently, you don't know where you are.
Brenda, I'm great.
Is it an abortion joke?
So I was eating pussy the other night.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I tasted horse semen. And I thought to myself, oh, grandma, so that's how you died.
Sweet. That's good. That reminds me of a new jar of stuff that I saw. It was jam, blackberry, raspberry jam, and it's called Tastes Like Grandma.
What? Tastes Like Grandma?
I saw a picture of it, and it was like they must have forgot to put grandma's. Black raspberry jam tastes like grandma.
There are people out there that know what grandma tastes like.
I was just like...
Well, your grandma, yeah.
I didn't know that horse semen tasted like blackberry jam. So speaking of comedy and comics and jokes and stuff, are you guys familiar with a lady comic named Tig Notaro?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very funny.
You know
good one.
She just had a double mastectomy.
Yes, I do.
She's a double, or she's a...
She's cancer-free now. They thought it had gone into her lymph nodes. Did you hear the story about about Louis C.K.?
Louis C.K., yeah.
He released her... a stand-up thing of hers that's audio on his $5 website to raise money for her. So, like, he hadn't seen her for a while, and he saw her at it wasn't the Laugh Factory. It was one of those L.A. places, and he was going to go up, and she was going to go up, and he hadn't seen her for a while. And he said, oh, Tig, how you doing? And she's like, I have cancer, and I'm dying. And he's like,
What kind of good help?
Yeah, and yeah. Now I'm going to go up on stage and tell everybody about it and hope that it's not a disaster. And she did go up there, and everybody's clapping. She's like, "Thank you very much. I have cancer. Thank you guys. I'm dying. It's good to be here tonight. I have cancer." And then, like, I don't know how it went. I haven't bought it yet, but I heard that
I've heard it's
life affirming, and it's something you got to hear. I'm almost thinking of going and buying it for $5, just because $5 I'll spend on soda this
week. And she's funny.
Yeah,
you know, she's been in some good. You know, shows recently that I saw her in, like The Office, I think, or something.
Her mom was like her number one supporter, and she just like fell down and hit her head and got dead. Her mom died. She got in a breakup from her longtime partner. Now she just had to have both of her boobs cut off. So tough times for Tig.
She was always on the comedy Death Ray too.
Yeah.
And she had the good one robot.
Yeah.
Which you can find on Facebook.
Yeah. And she's also got Comedy Central Presents, and she was on the Sarah Silverman show as the lesbian cop. And so if anybody doesn't know about Tig Notaro, I just wanted to put the word out there. Go check her out. She's super funny. Go to louisck.com or net or whatever it is, and you can buy the audio.
$5
ain't shit.
And it's worth every penny.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then some.
I think you get 3 downloads, too, so you could share.
How do you keep your pot plants warmed?
You don't. Indoor or outdoor?
I'd guess outdoor.
You just let Mother Nature do the trick, and I will be attested to this because I have a recent, what do you call it, experience in the harvest of someone's legal marijuana crop. So don't get any ideas. Anybody who's listening, go ahead, turn me in. I'm all legal. And what this person did was just got 6 clones and just planted them. And they looked like they were going to die at first because he had them inside because it was we couldn't put them out yet because it was too early in the season. He just planted them in the ground, gave them water and Alaskan fish fertilizer, and those things got to be about 7 to 8 feet tall and about 4 or 5 feet around. I'm going to guess they're probably going to yield about 0.5 to 1 pound of bud of each plant.
That's insane.
It is insane, and he didn't do shit. He didn't have to keep them warm. He just put a fence around them so the deer wouldn't get them, and they turned out great.
Imagine if you did want to keep them warm.
You put a blanket on them?
No.
Space heater.
Close. So you would set bonfires, 2 giant bonfires out next to them, right, to keep them warm?
Uh-huh.
But do you know what would happen then?
Your weed would get burnt.
No.
What?
The cops would come out to check out the bonfires.
Yeah, and then they would arrest you for your weed. But what if it was legal? And they'd say, "Oh, we're just keeping our weed warm."
Not this guy in Aurora, Illinois.
What? He did that?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just making up a funny Gatch story.
Nope.
Aurora, Illinois, huh?
Yeah, a man set 2 big bonfires to keep his marijuana plants warm. And at about 3 a.m., the police came out to investigate and spotted 3 suspicious-looking plants in the yard.
Wow.
And felony possession of cannabis and production of cannabis.
Hmm.
And so, yeah, he's in more trouble than those people who accidentally grew the pot in their yard.
Wow. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Dude, I got to tell this other story, though. When I first landed, dude, there was this... I had what the Jamaicans call noble dreads. And that means that I take care of my dreads.
Right.
I spin them. My dreads are round. You know, man. Mm-hmm. Mine are kind of curly and kinky right now. And sometimes they get like that because when I get out of the shower, they curl up.
Yeah.
And I just got to straighten them and work them, man. And I just wanted to get down here. You know, I spend about an hour and a half a night, you know.
Working your hair.
Yeah. And so, like, they call them noble dreads. So I'm standing there in line, man. And there's this other cat right in line beside me, dude. And white dude. Dreadlocks, but his are matted and F-worded and nappy, yo.
Yo.
And this little Jamaican dude walks up and goes, "Red stripe?" And the guy was like, "Yeah, man, I'll take a red stripe because they're free, right?"
Mm-hmm.
And he takes one, and then the Jamaican turns and looks at me and goes, "Hey, Rasta, don't drink out of the cups," and walks away from me. And I was like, "Don't drink out of the cups?" I was like, "Oh, did they do something dirty to him?" And I was like, "Was he just giving me a fucking heads up, son?" And I was standing there in line, and you know what the fuck happened? One of the motherfucking guys came up to me and handed me a red stripe bottle. a bottle of Red Stripe that was just open. I was like, what the fuck? So I get on the bus. And I get on the bus and I'm all like, oh my God, I smell the dankest shit in the world right now. I was like, wow, I totally smell weed, yo. And, the chick I was with is all like, you don't smell weed. I was like, I smell weed. Like either this bus just hit a motherfucking
skunk.
No, a family of 10 generations of skunks, like in a row, motherfucking down the, and just ran over their piss pockets one at a time at like 5 miles an hour so it would fucking get all over the van.
Or they just ran into an awesome crop of weed.
Very possible.
I just ran over 5 pot plants in a row.
So this, I'm like freaking out. I'm asking all these people getting on the bus because we're going to a resort. And these people are getting on the bus and I'm all like, hey man, you smell weed, right? And they're all like, oh, well, we don't smoke marijuana. And I'm all like, shut. Yeah. Why the fuck are you in Jamaica, son?
Yeah.
And so I'm all like, I didn't really say that, you know. I'm all like, oh, well, okay. And so, like, we're all sitting there, and I'm like thinking, I'm like, I'm going fucking crazy. Like, I know it. I know I smell it. And then we're pulling out. As we're pulling out of the parking lot, I shit you not, we're not even out of the parking lot, man. The bus driver goes, hey, Rasta. And I'm all like, to look around behind me, and I go, me? And he's like, yeah, come here, man. And I was like, fucking word. And I like walk up there, man, and he's like, you looking for some ganja? And I was like, fuck yeah, son. And then he puts down the visor, dude, and like 5 fucking OZs fall down on the fucking thing.
So it was the bus driver the whole time.
And I turn around and I said, I told you, motherfuckers,
we don't smoke marijuana.
I told you. Like, look. And I was like, how much you want, son? Like, this is all just happening, like, in the open, dude.
Yeah.
And
is it legal over there? No.
At the time when I was there, no.
They just turn a blind eye to it?
No, well, yeah, pretty much.
Kind of.
Yeah, tolerated.
Right. Well, they don't fuck around with no coke, though. Like, I'm not one to either. But, you know, teaching isn't our own, man.
Right.
Like, let me ask you a question, though.
Mr. Frost.
Have you ever danced? Have you ever danced with a shovel in the pale moonlight? No, a shovel.
A shovel?
Have you ever danced with a shovel in the pale moonlight?
No.
What kind of a fucking question is that? Here's a question. You were talking about drinking with your friends and partying and stuff. You ever been intoxicated enough to like urinate outdoors and get arrested for it or caught by a police officer?
I have only been caught for possession of marijuana. I've only been arrested for possession of marijuana.
That's a good record.
And never had a traffic ticket either.
There's a guy in Seattle who was pissing on a police car. And they caught him.
That's freedom of speech.
If you do that, though, you might as well masturbate under the car, right?
Actually, it was only a $27 fine. No. So how much?
It depends where you're at, I guess. Like emotionally, not emotionally, but as far as arousal, like if you're like about to top off and like, yeah, go ahead, try to shoot a load on a cop car. Why not? I might try that.
Well, no, but
if I was with really like
we've discussed
in a parking garage and with a very open minded girl, I mean, I might try something like that. But
what we discussed,
I just wouldn't.
In some states, or is it some cities?
A long time.
Cities.
In some cities, if you piss in public, it's actually a lesser fine if you shit in public.
No, it's...
And then it's a lesser fine if you masturbate in public.
No, it's the same, because if you get busted for public urination, it's urination / defecation.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It falls into a group.
So if you piss in public, you might as well take a dump.
Waste is waste.
That's right.
Yeah.
But if you get caught pissing, you might as well just start masturbating because that's a lesser fine than peeing in public.
What about Ocho Cinco?
I know a girl named Ocho.
Esteban Ocho Cinco.
Yeah. 85, is that his number?
Yeah.
So is that really his name, or does he just have that number and then I'm going to call myself Ocho Cinco because I'm not Spanish?
No, he was Chad Johnson. You know, he went to Oregon State, right?
I don't know anything about it.
He went to Oregon State.
Today, I was at the gas station, and they said, go Giants, right, Terry? And I'm like, what team is the rival of the Giants? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I just say whoever was a rival because I don't even like sports.
Do you know what sport he's talking about?
The Giants is football, right?
No.
Giants?
Well, the Giants is football.
New York Giants.
But the San Francisco Giants just won the baseball.
Okay.
They came back from a 3-1
So that's even funnier because he said, go Giants, and I was like, go Raiders. And he was like, yeah. Funny. Like I'm trying to be funny. No, I'm ignorant. I don't care about it. I saw, let's see, who was it? This was years ago, showing that my ignorance of sports goes way back. our good buddy LT, he had a hat. that said SD.
Mm-hmm.
It said South Dakota.
I don't think
like, it's the San Diego Chargers, you stupid.
I don't think South Dakota has any professional team.
That's what he said to me.
Nickelback should be the derogatory racist slur against Canadians. Because those motherfuckers came from there, and no matter how awesome the rest of that place is.
Yeah, chicken chips and all.
It's like chicken chips. That would be a real fucking insult to, it would be a real insult to, the Canadians to just be like. And if they're cool, then you just call them, I don't know, like SCTVs or something.
We only have one true Canadian
park
fan.
Boy.
Yeah, true Canadian fan, and he's
Adrian Bacon.
He's got a great sense of humor, so he won't be offended. And his head doesn't even come apart when he talks.
I saw some pictures that he took while on vacation over there in where? Newfoundland.
Canada?
Yeah. Newfoundland. This is like not just Canada, though, because I think Canada is like this huge thing. But then it's like northeastern, so it's right over there along the coast. I mean, there's nothing beyond that coast,
well,
right?
Well, if you think about it, Canada is like, it's a bunch of very scarcely populated countries.
Yeah.
Because it's just nobody there cares enough to be like, we're going to be the Quebec. They're just like, fine, we'll be Canada. We'll just be the dumb French-speaking state in Canada. Province, whatever you want to call it.
People who dress funny and talk funny.
Yeah.
Shouldn't make fun
weirdos.
Canadians.
They're weirdos.
Yeah.
Not any weirder than us. At least they leave their doors unlocked.
Yeah. Sasquatch is an alien.
He took the words right out of my mouth.
Sasquatch is a white guy.
He's an alien. We figured it out.
He's a blurry alien.
Blurry.
That's why the camera is always in focus, alien. But he himself is blurry.
He's blurry.
As the History Channel would say, there's no proof that Sasquatch doesn't exist.
The proof to me is that they've never found any remains of a dead one.
Yeah, no, exactly.
But there is
that's no, that's just proof that they're probably immortal.
It's because he's an alien.
That's the nature of a Sasquatch is they eat themselves.
Is there more proof?
They eat their old is what happens.
Is there more proof that Sasquatch exists or more proof that Jesus exists?
That's the most approval I've ever gotten of anything I've ever said.
You're the best. You're the winner of all conversations.
So the babies come out and then they eat the parents?
Yeah, they eat their old. Well, it's like the perfect fucking...
Well, no, they wait till they die.
It's the most beautiful circle of life there is, really.
I would like it to be a cannibalistic thing. Like
Do you think more people...
It's still cannibalism if they die first, dude.
Oh, that's right.
Well, at least they ain't having sex with the first.
Ooh.
Oy.
That took a weird turn. I love the way your mind works. Sometimes.
Where you get those people.
That's Terry's new catchphrase.
Do you think there's more proof that Sasquatch exists or... Jesus exists.
I read about that too.
What? I just asked the question.
Well, there was a recent poll in the United Kingdom.
About that?
Yes.
What?
No way.
No joke.
It was aliens or God.
Oh, okay. That's similar.
Thing. Same
more Sasquatch, people.
Sasquatch is an alien. We've established
exactly.
that just in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah. So more people believe in the UK believe in aliens than they do in God. 1 out of 10 people survey says. Said that they have seen a UFO, never seen God.
How many thought that they
well,
are the
how much acid did they drop in
how
the UK?
Many thought that they were the same thing?
What, the
point
Jesus
taken.
Is an alien?
The UK is more of an ecstasy.
But Jesus is,
they have a lot of sassafras.
Jesus is just a visitor.
They have a lot of Sasquatch. They have a lot of, like, barkless sassafras trees there.
Jesus was just a visitor. You know, he came.
He's an alien too. How do you think he came back from the dead?
Jesus was one of the greys. Yeah. What you're trying to say?
Yeah, he was a visitor. I mean, he came down.
A visitor.
He
the higher your voice gets, that means you're lying.
He came. He said some shit, and then he came. He said some shit, and then he took off in his cross rocket.
Cross rocket.
Is that like a crotch rocket, but it's a cross?
It is.
See, that's what I miss about the days of Josh doing more comedy because he's kind of getting out of it a little bit.
Yeah.
His high voice that used to come out to his voice would get super high sometimes, and I found myself. I don't know either. It's fucking weird.
Why is it?
It reminds me of that guy from.
Why is it happening?
From Mad TV.
Understand.
I can do it.
Oh God, Stuart.
That's what you sound like.
Is that his name, Stuart?
Yes, I can do it.
Teacher from. Oh.
Stop it.
Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald is a little kid.
Michael McDonald.
Let's finance that movie because that's going to be the bad. That's going to be the bad guy. Pumpkin
Humpaween.
Yep, yep. Humpaween,
starring Halloweener
and Pumpkin Pussy.
His wiener isn't hollow anymore. In 1987, he came to you. In 2012, he's back. And his wiener is hollow. Okay, so we're going to get goofy on you guys today because it's crazy Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, it is.
Are you guys...
Last weekend was like the weekend of Halloween if you did things on
To call that Hollow Weekend.
Hollow Weekend. Very
and,
nice.
And
very
we
nice.
Have to have that quite
you gotta
often.
Trademark that, dude. You got to be
You've
all
never heard
Simmons
it?
On that shit.
That happens in Rocktober, you know. You don't ever want to go on a Hollow Weekend excursion in Rocktober without a good band to see, or at least a band that wears makeup.
I was at the doctor the other day, so they said 35 is time to start coming in for the physicals.
I haven't had a physical in years.
Hey, listen to my heart. Sounds good. It said... No, it's that. Very good.
What? Wow. That's what kind of heart you have?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, heart.
Yep. I have a heart problem. Why do they play Barracuda so much?
I have one heart problem myself. It's a song called These Dreams.
What about Never?
What about Love?
Never was, I think, the worst.
Never!
Never!
Hey, so yeah, how'd you guys have a good time on Halloween? It was Wednesday Halloween. Did you get lots of candy? Did you steal it from your kids?
I ate a lot of razor blades.
Did you? Ooh. I ate some popcorn balls that had bath salts in them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
It was gross tasting, but I tripped balls.
That would be cool.
I tripped popcorn balls.
Mm-hmm. You should be.
It's funny that Darth Vader was big and black, and the person who voiced him was also big and black.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever heard anyone say that before? Copyright, trademark, don't steal my jokes, motherfuckers. It's odd.
have you ever taken Xanax?
Oddly enough, no.
Hmm.
I've huffed the fuck out of a bread sack full of Tester's model glue, but I have never taken Xanax because I was always too afraid it was going to kill me.
Yeah.
No, I've heard it's pretty good shit,
well,
though.
Yeah, Octomom.
She hooked on Xanax?
She's going into rehab, so she's got to get child care for her 14 kids while she goes away for 30 days.
She's hooked on the Z.
Yeah.
Wait, this is it, the X.
She finds balancing life as a single mom with a thriving porn career a bit stressful.
Well.
Apparently.
Any mother of 14 with a porn career should be stressed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see that Octomom pussy. I wonder if she could get some Octo-P. Octo, like, DP?
Yeah.
OP.
What's 14 kids, man, as a single mom? Could you imagine?
Yeah. What does he... Yeah. I couldn't. No.
Apparently she left the kids with 3 nannies, 2 friends, and a driver. It sounds like she just like left them on the street corner with them.
Yeah, you can't get up. Just I'm got to get a babysitter for tonight.
14 kids.
You got 14 kids. You got to get 3 babysitters, a driver, and a nanny,
mm-hmm.
and 2 more
friends,
child beaters to keep them in line. We call them disciplinarians in the Octomom house.
Well, only 8 of them are the same age.
Oh shoot! Did you hear? Totally off the subject, but I just looked at my list here. Dave Grohl on board for the new Queens of the Stone Age album. Joey Castillo has stepped away from the throne.
What?
Yeah, buddy. And they
it's
said
been a while after, since I wanted.
Yeah, I was just listening to that the other day. I almost deleted the what theme, but I knew I'd got to save it because we're gonna have. So I should have had it ready for that. But yeah. Also, they said that after. Rehearsing and performing their 1997 debut for that last tour that they did where they're playing that album in its entirety.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that album came out in 1997?
Yes. Crazy.
Songs for the Deaf?
No. Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh, okay.
The original. Yeah, no. You were thinking the first with Dave Grohl. No, I'm talking about the original debut, Queens of the Stone Age. I believe it's self-titled, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, with and Mexico. So they got together without Dave Grohl last year or 2 years ago now and toured and played that first album in its entirety because it was re-released with a couple bonus tracks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they said while doing that, it really kind of supercharged them back into what they kind of used to be more. Because Queens of the Stone Age changed over the years.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and they were all, I liked them, but I kind of lost a little interest around Era Vulgaris, which I think was their last release. It's been 4 or 5 years since it had an album.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty stoked. Dave Grohl's going to be playing drums, and they're kind of going back to their harder rock roots. I think Hami was quoted as saying more robotic kind of rock, which they were popular for on the first couple albums. So
robotic rock?
You know, don't.
Oh, okay.
They're kind of jerky and they're kind of robot-y. That's what we call it.
Right.
So we went with the old stoner Bob Dylan because we're talking about Major 80 and how it didn't pass on Tuesday night. We don't even know if that's true. So disclaimer, pre-recorded podcast.
I always give them a yes for effort, though.
Yeah.
I do.
I wrote in.
If they can get it on there, like if there's stoners out there with enough motivation
to
push something through legislation, get it on the ballot, then hey.
More power to them.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to make a difference, trying to change things. Can't fault people that want to.
And then it'll
get out there and do something.
It'll totally backfire in their face, too.
Well, you know, there's always that chance, right?
Yeah. There is always a chance of just about anything.
Well, a slight chance of showers. That's
lately.
What I'm talking about, right?
Yep.
Now, you know the difference between showers and just straight-up rain, right? There is
I don't.
I read about
rain is full coming down. It's raining rain.
Yeah.
Right? Showers is just a little
every like 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's good. I don't think showers is like a bunch of little like 10 to 20 minute.
If it's longer than 20 minutes, it's rain.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's slight chance of showers.
That's fucking stupid. Weather
being
stupid.
Yeah, I'd never.
You know,
yeah.
The weather guy doesn't have our shower head.
No.
Because our shower head is way better than rain.
But does it go more than 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, because that's pretty much the max shower time for most people.
You can crank them down a little bit and get the water heater. I mean, if you just want to hang out in the shower.
I mean, you can do a quick
get away with 45 minutes.
A quick sweat rinse without washing your hair in probably 2 minutes, you know, with a shower. But you could really indulge and stay in there for 20 minutes, just like turn into a prune. But maybe that's how they determine that a shower is just about as long as you would normally take a shower.
Maybe.
It could be 2 minutes.
Just enough
it could be 20.
You just that wet.
Because who showers like more than a half hour? I remember those episodes of Seinfeld where Kramer.
Well, it depends on who has a babysitter and who doesn't. You know,
if you don't have a babysitter, it's a 2 minute shower.
It is,
and the baby's in the bathroom. So you might not be that narcissistic, Gatch, to have Googled yourself.
You gotta see who's
who
out there, what the hell's going on. Who knows? A friend of mine did it, and he's the guy that said, "Hey, man, you should try doing this one time." So I did it, and I found out about this fantasy writer.
Yeah.
He did it, and there was a grisly murder attached to his name.
Sweet.
Like his full name, first, middle, and last.
Wow.
Yeah.
The first one that comes up when you Google Dustin Gatchell, it says, "I love naps."
Excellent.
I do love naps.
Dustin Gatchell. Second one says, two people named Dustin Gatchell live in the U.S.
Only
two.
For $9.95.
There are two people named Dustin Gatchell in Albany, Oregon.
I wonder if it's you and the other you that lives at that place that you used to live
at. It is.
I wonder if you're still living at that place.
Oh, is that because of White Pages or something?
I don't know.
Dustin Gatchell. It says one person in the U.S. has this name.
That's me, I think.
Wow.
You think it might be someone else and they just don't know about me?
Do you know what your name means?
It means, I do.
It's from the Old Norse personal name, Dorsten.
Dorsten checks in.
Dorsten.
I've seen that movie.
It's composed of elements meaning Thor's stone. Thor's stone.
Yeah. Not just any stone, though. Not just any stone. It's kidney stone.
I knew you couldn't have heard me, so I said it again.
Yeah.
It's now used fairly regularly as a given name, largely as a result of the fame of film actor Dustin Hoffman. Were you named after Dustin Hoffman?
No, man. He's named after that Kansas song, Dust in the Wind.
I
do believe I probably am after the Hoffman.
And did you know that your last name, Gatchell, is Irish? I thought you were an Indian, dude.
My dead side is an Indian.
It was the name of a prominent Quaker family from Waterford.
Oh, they made oats.
They only bowled 10 frames.
My name means horny in German.
It does.
I found that out. And then in the Urban Dictionary, it means like cool or hip.
Yeah. And then you match that with Kepi, which means what?
Stoned a lot and very low-key and easygoing.
Mm-hmm.
And
there
often stoned. Kepi. That little bastard. Kids, don't buy iPads at gas stations.
Yeah, I bought my Xbox 360 at a gas station.
What gas station?
The one on the freeway. It was back when they were short supplied, back when they first came out, and I made a deal with someone on Craigslist. And I went there and picked it up.
What?
Yeah.
What? That's not very worthy, but we haven't played this song for a long time. And
What?
Don't buy Xbox at a gas station.
Yeah, don't do that either. Cause...
Does it still work? You got the same one?
No. No, I've had to send it in a few times. The old red ring of death or whatnot, you call it.
Yeah. Sometimes my stepson can fix those.
Yeah, I was getting an error the other day. I think it's with the hard drive, though.
Ah.
I don't know.
Huh.
I'd probably just be buying a new hard drive for that.
Yeah, that's usually what it turns out to be feasible. I mean, you still have to spend that much, so you might as well get brand new.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I don't really play that much anymore, though. I went and bought a game, or I rented a game down at the Redbox. You know, because they rent games, and yeah, I've probably spent $20 on renting it and played it once.
Yeah.
It kept freezing on me, though, so I was like, fuck it.
That sucks.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
You ever wonder why they call it Redbox?
Yeah, I don't know.
Some guy last weekend, said that it was because when girls are on the rag, they always like to watch movies. I'm here to help my friends.
Yeah. And then he'd go.
We should have a segment called What's Billy Rowley Doing Right Now? Do you ever heard anything from him?
He's doing some math.
Meth?
Math.
Division? Multiplication?
I don't know. Last I heard, he moved back east, but I don't know.
Wonder if he got hurt by Sandy.
I think it's from Michigan.
Ah.
So maybe
Midwest.
I watch Hardcore Pond to see if I ever see him on there.
He'd be in there hawking his bike.
Yeah, or his leather jacket.
I'll get it back on payday, I swear.
Yeah, Billy was a guy who would pawn his jacket on...
The day after payday.
Yeah, it was Friday, because the weekend would come, and then he would get it out on Tuesday when we'd get paid. And so, it was like, he would only have his jacket for 3 days before he'd pawn it again.
At least he looked cool for 3 days, but he never had it for the weekend.
I know, yeah. He was pretty much renting his own jacket.
That sucks. I know people that do that with their equipment sometimes. I'm getting all squirrely over here because I have to pee, but we got a few more segments to go, so I'm going to tough it out. What's in Holmes' CD player? What's in Holmes' CD player? What's in Holmes' CD player?
Holmes!
We're going to find out today. What's in Holmes' CD player? What's in Holmes' CD player? What's in Holmes' CD player? We're going to find out right now. That's the best version so far. Yeah, me too. That's good. All right, today, throwing us a curveball. Another greatest hits collection called Singles by the Carpenters.
What?
I know. I didn't have my what thing.
Okay, well, so how many singles did they have?
Oh, tons.
Really?
I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and this such a stupid fucking song.
Right, so.
And I thought that they were like boyfriend and girlfriend or married, but they're brother and sister.
Oh, well, they're probably all three.
Ooh. And she died from not eating sandwiches.
Really?
Well, she died from anorexia or bulimia or something.
Wow.
Karen Carpenter. The old joke was if Mama Cass would have just gave her that sandwich that she choked on, they would both be alive today. Hey, I know you don't celebrate, but what are you doing for the Thanksgiving?
Probably eating turkey.
Really? You do that?
Yeah.
We don't even eat turkey, I don't even think.
Really? What do you guys eat?
We eat ham.
Oh, yeah?
But I don't, we don't. My wife does a weird thing where she always says we don't celebrate Thanksgiving, you know, because we don't agree with what it's all about, and it's mm-hmm. a bad story. But we always still have people over and have dinner, so basically we do celebrate. But we're not celebrating. I don't know. It just seems weird to me. But she says we're not celebrating Thanksgiving, yet we have people over to have dinner on Thanksgiving. So really, she doesn't support the idea of it.
Well, I don't think anybody really does, do they?
But she supports, I guess, having the family over and eating a big meal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, that's what I celebrate it as.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
not, another day to eat.
I don't think of Pilgrim Rock or whatever it is.
Plymouth
Rock.
Hey, Pilgrim.
Yeah, Pilgrim.
That's the John Wayne version of the Plymouth Pilgrims. That's coming back. I don't know. I don't research my shit. I just talk about it.
Well, how else are we supposed to get the conjecture?
I don't know. We're just trying to keep it real. And this has been a laid-back season where we kind of just, there was a little dead air here and there. And we don't care, Monfrere.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings
and CNEU Radio on Monday afternoons.
Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.